It's Thursday, the day we read from your letters. Here with me now to sort through all the mail is producer and editor Christopher Johnson. Hey, Christopher.
Hey, Farai, how you doing?
Doing great. What are folks writing about?
Well, on Christmas Day last week, Farai, you spoke with gospel singer Kirk Franklin. He opened up about some rough times he's been going through with his family, but you also had some light moments, like this one, with Franklin joking about how to discipline kids when they act like they have lost their minds.
I don't have a problem popping with my little ones on their behind when they try to get too, you know, crazy. And because there are a lot of kids I see in grocery stores, and it's like, man, please, can I pop your child? Please. Here's my number. And if you need somebody to whoop your kids, you can page me 24 hours. Because I thought about starting a little side job and give me some cars and say, I'll whoopyourkids.com.
Kirk may have thought that was funny, but listener Madeline Marr of Ithaca, New York, was so not amused. Madeline writes, for Kirk Franklin, who was abandoned by his parents and raised by relatives who, according to him, raised him in this manner, to be propagating the same kind of misunderstanding and anger only shows me that he is still under the thumb of that abuse and very much in denial. But you as a journalist, your inability to be a critical voice in that conversation was beyond disappointing. Did I hear you actually giggle?
We also got a letter about our tribute to Canadian jazz pianist Oscar Peterson. Peterson died last week at the age of 82, and Barry Solan in Newark, Delaware, felt we didn't give Mr. Peterson his due. Barry writes, when speaking of the latter years of Oscar's life and career, you wrote it off by saying merely, after his stroke in 1993, Oscar slowed down. The piece reduces this period of Oscar's life to being some sort of post-career epilogue. It ignored both the great recordings that were produced during this period and the inspiring approach that Oscar took in his response to this unexpected malady. Oscar chose to struggle and rethink his approach to the piano, as opposed to resting on his laurels, as the News and Notes piece implies.
But it's not all bad news from the mailbag. Elias Zagara in Santa Rosa, California, sent us a little love. I want to thank you for a great program, he writes. The fairness of the way you treat your subjects makes your program the best in my list. I'm not African American, but I feel I don't have to be in order to listen to your program. The way you shine a light on subjects no other program deals with makes me feel welcome, actually at home. The very best for Ms. Chidea and all the folks that work on this program.
Hey, Elias, thanks so much. We really appreciate the big up here. Make sure you stay tuned. We have some great radio coming up in the new year, particularly on the political tip.
But for now, that's it for letters. Please keep yours coming.
To write us, just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. Please be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name. Christopher, thanks.
Happy New Year, Farai.
That's our show for today. Thank you for sharing your time with us. To listen to the show or subscribe to our podcast, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. No spaces, just nprnewsandnotes.org. To join the conversation or sign up for our newsletter, visit our blog at nprnewsandviews.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Tomorrow, post-Iowa politics and our Reporters Roundtable.